Hi, I'm Scott Hanselman, and it's Azure Friday. We're here with Chandrika. How are you?
Good. How are you, Scott?
I'm pretty excited. New portal is getting even better.
Yes, it is. We have a ton of new usability improvements in the portal, in the new portal, and I'm happy to show it to you today.
I'm pretty excited to see them because I have to be totally honest with you. You know, when the very first preview came out of the very first portal, I was not a fan. It was kind of slow. But I've noticed two really distinct changes. Mm-hmm. Maybe over the last kind of couple months, I logged in and the portal looked slightly different and it was way faster. And then a couple of months later, it did a refresh again and it got really fast. And now I actually prefer the new portal to the previous one.
That is great to hear. That's great to hear. That's music to our ears.
It really impressed me.
Awesome. So let's jump right in and I can show you some of the new capabilities we introduced not too long ago, last week, Thursday, when we released the portal refresh.
Wow.
So first and foremost, what you see on the screen here is the Essentials panel. Mm-hmm. So many customers have told us that they've been missing a bunch of this very crucial set of properties that they need at their fingertips that was available in the old portal. So things like, you know, what resource group that does that, what container does that resource belong in? What's the status of it? What's the location? Subscription name, subscription ID. So we decided we're going to bring in all of these read-only properties to your fingertips. Mm-hmm. In addition, we're also giving you some additional information like the URL of the website, web hosting plan, team project information, deployment ID, all of that stuff right at your fingertips.
And these links are live.
Those links are live.
Thank goodness you even brought my FTP and deployment stuff right up to the top. This is actually higher up than it was in the previous portal.
That's right, exactly, yes. And not only that, we decided while we have the Essentials panel, we might as well use the real estate for more data. For example, we brought some of the really crucial things that you access in the blade, in the resource blade, like access control. You can do RBAC right from here, from within, set up RBAC.
So
right
if
from
I click there, do I jump to another blade or do
yes,
I jump down?
Yes, you jump straight to another blade that would have been in the past a part that was buried at the bottom of your blade. You had to scroll all the way down to get to access control. You can do that right here.
Right. RBAC stands for
role-based access control.
All right.
Yes. Similarly, you can add tags. Tags used to be another part on the blade, and now it's brought into the Essentials panel. And you'll also notice things like Quick Start. We're also looking to see other things. For example, many of our customers that do key management across many of these resources, like storage, key management is an important essential part. So things like that will also pop up here. So we're giving the workloads the ability to put really key information right here in the Essentials panel. And then what that does is it frees up a lot of real estate on the blade. And as you pointed out, that actually helps with performance and loading.
Can I close Essentials? Like we're at a low resolution here.
Absolutely.
I can fold that up, can I?
Absolutely, yes. You can, and now you can look through the rest of the blade. If you recall, Scott, this blade used to be overpopulated with a ton of parts.
There was
a lot of capabilities. And what we've done, because we've brought in the Essentials blade, and we've made it really easy to stick some of the important things right up here, those parts go away. Not permanently. They live in a part gallery. Now you can do part management by bringing those things. If you want to plop them back into your blade, you can totally do that. But we've given you a quick access to them and given you the ability to customize. While we did that, we also increased the performance of the blade. The load times are really, really low now. You talked about performance. This made it even better.
Yeah, it is really significant. It is quite recognizable. I felt like in the original preview, very early on, I was spending a lot of time getting lost, closing blades. They stacked up so far, and I would just get confused and then just declare blade bankruptcy and close them all. But now it seems to be smart. It knows when I want to open a new one, and it knows when it should close them all.
Absolutely, yes. And then one other key thing I want to point out is settings. You'll see a link here to all settings.
Yeah, this was really nice.
Yes, settings used to be a part again, and now we've made that link available to you in the Essentials panel. What else have we done with settings? We've added a lot of other important details into settings. We've heard from customers that they go to settings for anything that they want to configure.
Yep.
That's a central place they go to. So we've brought in everything that we believe has configuration into this. So you'll see a slew of things in here. Not only have we done that, because we've added a lot of stuff, we've provided searchability. Now you can search on application and right there.
And you're searching for some kind of tag because application doesn't appear here, but this is an application.
Exactly.
Setting. If I type PHP, would something happen?
Let's try that.
I don't know.
Let's go and delete this guy. Let's get rid of it and type PHP.
Yeah, see? PHP is available
in
application
settings.
That's what I like to see.
Yep.
I feel like I would be able to come in here, click on a website, go to settings, type PHP, and go right there, when in the past I'd be scrolling and searching and scrolling and searching.
Exactly. All of the metadata is searchable. That's the point.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely.
Yep.
And do me a favor and delete PHP there. I also want to make another comment to you. To some people, it may seem superfluous to have these nice icons, but I really like them because for me, rather than just being a list of words, I start to associate these different sections with these icons. I mean, it feels like effort was put into this. This was designed, you know?
Yeah.
And I recognize that icon when I see it elsewhere on other parts.
Exactly.
And when I take that and pin it here, and then maybe I'll pin it
to the
screen itself, it's the same everywhere.
Exactly.
It's consistent.
Yeah, exactly. No matter the size of your part, that icon remains associated with that particular capability,
right,
that feature.
And I really like that it seems like the team recognized that sometimes you want a giant live chart that is a full tile, and sometimes you really just need a link somewhere. Not
exactly.
Everything has to be a square.
Exactly, exactly. And the fact that we release every couple weeks gives us the ability to change up things based on customer feedback. So if we hear customers saying, you know what, we wanted one more thing in Essentials, that's something that we use all the time, it's something that we can get customer feedback on, do usability studies in, and quickly do another refresh of the portal and update it.
You said you're doing this every 2 weeks?
Yes. Yeah.
Because I remember I was actually running the portal one day, and a dialog box came up that said it had been upgraded.
Yeah.
While I had been using it.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
Yes.
And then I hit refresh. And got a whole new experience.
Bunch of new stuff.
And I can do theming and all sorts of cool stuff.
Exactly. Now. And we'll talk a little bit about customization. So that's another cool feature we've improved upon significantly in this release. So if I scroll down here, you'll see there's a bunch of parts. Let me actually collapse the Essentials panel. And you'll see a whole bunch of parts here. Some of them have a lot of data. Some of them don't yet have data because I haven't configured it, etc. So I can go ahead and customize this blade if I want to. And you can see that one thing that we've introduced is the ability to update the name of my lens or the group. So instead of monitoring, if I wanted to make this diagnostics as a generic thing and add a whole bunch of troubleshooting related parts to it, I could do that right here. And then I can be done, and that changes the name of the lens. Let's go ahead and do that for kicks.
That's cool. That's just like the customizing your Windows start screen.
Exactly. So I say I'm done. There you go. This lens is now called Diagnostics.
Mm-hmm.
Now I can go ahead and add a whole bunch of new things in there. So let's go ahead and say Add Parts. What this brings is a new capability we have called the Part Gallery. Everything associated with websites, all parts associated with websites, are available to you here. And you have the ability to filter them by specific capabilities. Diagnostics, monitoring, deployment, access, etc.
Is that a command prompt right there?
Yes.
I can add a command prompt
to
my website?
Absolutely.
See, I'm going to pin that. I'm going to have a pinned command prompt for my website.
That's
just nice because it lets you work the way that you work.
Yes, exactly. It customizes you to your needs. In fact, let's try and do that exactly. Let's try and add a command prompt to this.
It's amazing that it's all HTML.
And then if you want to, what do you want to name this lens, Scott?
DOS.
DOS. Oh, gosh. Okay, let's do that.
Even though it's not.
All right.
Because I can.
Yes. And guess what else we can do? We can move this lens or the group up and down if you want to.
Nice. Okay. So we'll put it up in front and center. Exactly.
Let's move that up.
All right.
So DOS is up there.
Yeah.
And let's call it done. And notice I have a new group or lens, as we call it, called DOS, and has a part called console.
Awesome. And if you click on that, it's real.
This is a real thing. Click on it, and I bring up a command.
Amazing.
Prompt. There you go.
I love that.
Yeah.
Oh, and ASCII art, even better.
Yes, exactly.
This is cool. I tell you, I have to say, I'm totally blown away. I didn't think it was possible. It's all in HTML. It's all running in the browser.
Yes, it's all in HTML, all running in the browser, and gives you a ton of customization than you had before, while taking away superfluous parts that you may not need, thereby enabling better performance, better latency, etc., for your part loading.
Very cool. We're learning all about what's new in the Azure Management Portal here on Azure Friday.